designed for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Kevin Weissman's our guest tonight.
How's it going?
Thank you. He's from Alias, which is ABC Sunday nights, 9 o'clock. Probably just missed it. Or, no, you probably saw it. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, just finishing up.
And this Alias is...
Poor Kevin, I think he wonders if we're actually on the air. We were in the middle of a conversation. Go ahead, Kevin, it's cool.
I mean, transition.
I saw a look on his face like, huh?
Smooth.
Huh? Kevin's no,
like,
I'm kidding.
Adam was entertaining until about 15 seconds ago when he started talking into that long thing with the windsock on the end of it. What the hell? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Smooth. You guys are smooth.
We make a smooth transition from talking into more talking.
I can believe it.
Yeah. I go seamlessly from complaining to complaining into the microphone.
Yes, more people listening.
Oh, my God. Don't tempt him.
All right. Well, I got to say a few things.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Well, first off, congratulations on Alias.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. We're excited.
Kevin plays Marshall, the obsessive techno geek, by the way, for those of you who know the show. And I'm guessing that's quite a few people because maybe it was just the timing of ABC having a rough year. And really, the only thing they had to brag about was Alias, it seemed, all year.
But almost
they
were a blessing in disguise.
Mm-hmm. Because they're...
You stood out.
All the eggs are going in the Alias basket.
Yeah. But, you know, also we want people to be watching other shows and then see commercials for Alias. So I do want the other shows to do well amongst, you know, also because I'm just a nice guy.
Well, they're I guess they're getting back to it, but...
Man, he's been indoctrinated at ABC Family BS.
Yeah. Drew, you're trying to get indoctrinated in that BS yourself.
Yeah, how do you know about that?
All right, here, I got my people. The point is Alias is just... Now, see, we do this show, so we've never seen the show. Drew, you've never seen this. We have to leave for
TiVo.
Work.
A lot of commercials
You got to get the TiVo, and then you watch it when you get home.
Seen a lot of commercials for Alias.
Oh, that is quite a compliment, Drew.
Her two love interests are meeting this week.
Yeah.
Or met tonight.
Which is kind of it's misleading, but yes, they did meet.
Or tonight. Some guy that's in her head and somebody that's actually...
No, they're both real. Okay. One of them is her friend who recently found out that she was an undercover spy, and one who works for the CIA, who is her handler. They actually met this week. Very high drama.
Well, I think it's safe to say that it was probably the biggest hit last year, if not the biggest, certainly in the top few of new shows.
Yeah, we have a lot of fans. A lot of it's kind of got that internet craze, that X-Files kind of obsession. People really have responded to the show, and it's nice. You know?
Are you getting any weirdos following you?
I have a few psycho fans, but most of them are pretty cool. And you know, there hasn't been any love knives at this point.
All right, that's coming,
which is good.
I had an invention today. I was over at my ex-partner Jimmy's house, doing watching the football games as we all do every Sunday.
Wow. And whenever the Raiders.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm a Rams fan.
Well, I was
saying
the Rams came to life,
down,
aren't they? Right? Yeah.
But his daughter had one of those gag knives where you spring loaded. You know, it looks like a dagger. Yeah. You stab the person, but the blade just goes into the handle.
Yeah,
that's nice for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, she was
playing with that.
Well, yeah, who's gonna play with it? A 40-year-old? It's four 10-year-olds, you idiot.
For 12-year-old.
12-year-old.
12-year-old jack-off kid. Boy.
Oh, well, it was probably his son's, but she picked it up. She's walking around stabbing everyone all day.
Ooh.
I thought to myself, here's a good invention. A good invention is a gag knife where the blade slides in only after the first one. Then it locks into place. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
There might be a lawsuit. I'd have to work on it, but
I thought, knowing that
it'd be really funny.
You were going to go for like a gag penis or something. That just...
No, same knife. First one slides right in. Right. Then when you try it, it locks. Huh?
Good.
That's good, right?
I like it.
Double
all right,
seven.
We got to take some calls. I got to talk for a second about packing peanuts. You know these styrofoam things?
No.
Peanuts.
I didn't know that's what they were called, but yeah.
Well, they used to be shaped like peanuts.
Like
now they're
cashews,
shaped like something else.
Like cashews, sort of.
Well, they used to be shaped like peanuts, and I think they call them packing peanuts or something
like
that.
Now they're more kind of wavy.
Yeah, now they do resemble more of a cashew.
Yeah.
Perhaps a Brazil nut, true. They don't have to be a nut. But they put pieces of styrofoam about the size of your watch or your peanut. Yes. So here's the dealio. I got a garbage can full of these things.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a bunch of stuff in the mail, and they pack everything in these things now. If you get a piece of stereo equipment or a vase or whatever, it just comes in this stuff. And you take this stuff and you throw it away. So you end up having a trash can full of it. Then when the trash man comes around and the robotic arm grabs the trash can,
spills 40 pounds
and it
of
does it, 40 pounds of it end up on the street. Yeah. Now, my garbage man likes to come just 6:30 in the morning, and I like to head out to work about 10:30 in the morning. So that leaves a nice 3-4 hours for the stuff to spread, and it spreads. And it's all the way down the street because every time a car drives by, it takes another handful of it another 100 yards down my street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I might come out in the morning. It's like I'm running late for work, and it's 10:30.
Neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So I'm looking around, and I'm saying, all right, there's peanuts everywhere, and you can see the origin of it is my house.
Evil
now,
line.
This is the cradle of peanut civilization.
Need a little history here. Adam is sort of universally demonized by his neighbors and his neighborhood, especially the immediate neighbors, right?
Oh, just the bitch who lives next to me.
And the old guy across the street you threatened to kill?
Well, I didn't threaten to kill him. I just threatened to come down there.
Okay.
And that was enough to scare him, but I think he died.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Well, whatever.
Apartment complex or more houses?
It's a house. Okay. It's a house. But I had a crazy bitch who lived next to me and still does, and then the crazy guy next door, I think he kicked off, and now everything's quiet over there.
The lady with the shrubs next door.
Yeah, so I'm out front. I'm trying to clean these styrofoam packing peanuts up. And first thing I do is I grab a broom, and I realize, it doesn't really work on these things. You sort of sweep them, they grab the ground, and then they're too light. As you try to scoop them off, they sort of fall off. So you're trying to get sort of bunches of them into the trash
then
can.
They break apart.
They break apart. Them. And meanwhile, the wind is blowing them all over the place. Down the street, they're in everyone's shrubs. They're on each side of the street. They're in the sprinklers. They're getting wet. They're in the gutter. And it's all the way down. I mean, it's a couple hundred yards at this point. Mm-hmm. And just about the time I'm just cutting my losses. Like, look, I'm running late for work. I let someone's gardener get. I'm getting my car. Here comes the woman up the street. Now, it's not the bitchy neighbor. It's the other woman is down the street. And this is the quintessential central casting neighbor. She's 68.
Like the
her
Bewitched.
Hair's like beet red.
Across the street from the Bewitched.
She looks like George Costanza's wife from mom from Seinfeld. You know, she comes up. She's walking her dog, and she's like,
"You ought to be ashamed of yourself."
She's like, "Well, we got quite a mess here," and I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know. These all came from here." Yeah, yes, yes. And then now we start. Who's going to clean this up? I don't know. I don't, they're not going to clean them. I mean, they don't break down. Now she's really getting it. You can't sweep them into the garden. They have to be cleaned up. They don't break down. And then again, who's going to clean this up? And I'm just standing. Now I'm sweating already because I've been bending over and working. It's hot. I'm running late. I'm just standing. And I'm looking down the street, and it's just like someone put them in a C-130 airplane and just scatter them like fire retardant just on a fire. And it just sounds. She kept saying, who's going to clean it? And I just said, I guess I'll have to. Yeah, because what else? Where are they going to go? I picked up a 5-gallon bucket, and I walked a half mile down the street, and I plucked each one up by. They're in people's garbage. They were like spread out. They're in the plants. They're up the driveway. On the knees, up and down the street. Cars whizzing by.
It's hard to be a grown up.
1 hour worth of that. 1 hour.
Here's the real, the awful thing about it. Really, ultimately, it's not your responsibility. It was the garbage man.
Yeah, but
what are you
going to
do?
What were you buying?
You can go home now.
What were you
going to do?
I got married, and I got a bunch of gifts in the mail all that week, and the garbage can was just packed full of those peanuts and, you know.
Yeah, I was curious. I wanted to know what the actual items were. I was curious.
Porn, mainly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Teresa, 37.
I would have traded them all in for someone to clean this thing up. Teresa?
Yeah?
What's up?
Well, I'm a nun, and I'm kind of...
Slow down. You're a nun?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm kind of getting into this relationship with this man.
How long have you been a nun?
10 years.
Why did you become a nun?
Well, It was just kind of belief, and I've been raised in the Catholic Church all my life. And it's just kind of a... I thought maybe that's what God wanted me to do.
Now, why do you want to be a nun? What was going on?
Yeah, but, you know, people who become serial killers tell them that's what God told them to do, too, you know?
I just felt that would be a good thing.
What else was going on in your life? What were you doing for a living? How were your relationships going?
Well,
what was your it was all bad. Come on, of course.
What was your family of origin like?
I had a good family, and I was living... I lived with my parents till... You see, I'm 37 now. I've been a nun for 10 years, so I was living with my parents till I was 25.
Were you dating then, going out with guys?
No.
How come?
Just not really my interest. I mean, I wasn't a lesbian or anything. It's just...
You're fat.
Drew, please.
No, I'm not.
All right.
But, anyways...
Whoa. No, you're not getting off that easy.
Yeah.
Come on, we got to figure this out.
Life wasn't going well for her. She was having problems with...
Well, whatever's going on now is going to be...
Yeah, but who cares? She's a nun now.
Yeah, but I think there's something coming here. So what's happening now?
So now, I'm getting into this relationship. I don't know if I should continue or maybe just part away from being a nun and maybe get married to this man. I mean, I've only been in this relationship for about a month or two.
What's up with this guy that goes after you as a nun?
The challenge. I think the challenge.
He doesn't really know I'm a nun.
Oh. And do people just drop those vows? That's something that just, God told me to do this.
I'm kind of confused as it is about what all I believe and stuff, and I'm kind of going away from the Catholic, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say that I'm Catholic now because, you know, when they had all the priest molestation and stuff like that, I kind of put my head down.
Well, first off, you got to put that in perspective. I mean, it's probably only 40 or 50% of the priests that actually did the molesting, Teresa.
Probably not half.
Just a little more than half.
Yeah, but still people.
Yeah,
a couple bad scenes.
Teresa.
She'd make a great attorney.
Yeah. Teresa.
Yeah, but still. You know what I love about her? Nobody listens to the show.
Yeah.
Even the people that call in don't listen to the show.
They don't listen to you.
Here it is. There's three people walking. And I can take the entire planet, break it into three sections. There's the people who don't listen to the show, who really don't listen to the show. Right. Then the people who listen to the show don't really listen to the show. And then the people actually call in the show who don't listen to the show.
Right.
Those are three.
But nobody listens.
Nobody else.
There's not a section of people that do listen and heed the advice?
No. They listen but don't hear.
No. That's
but
right.
Especially the calling population.
Sounds like my relationships.
Nobody's listening.
Teresa?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you were saying that a little less than 50% of the Catholic priests molest. Go on.
Anyways, and so with this...
That's a good transition.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And now, do you have to wear the habit and the frock and everything?
Not always. Just when I'm at the nun.
Has he ever caught you wearing it by accident? Like, what is that?
Why? Not really. I mean, he's been to my place before.
Not really? Just sort of, or...?
Well... Almost one time, but not really.
So the answer is he's never caught you.
No, he's never has. He never has.
Okay, just say that.
You see, Teresa is so full of denial and all sorts of obfuscation. This is why I was going after what her situation is. There's something really going on there.
I don't know what obfuscation means, but I know
what it feels like to talk to Teresa.
The word sounds perfect for her.
Yeah.
Okay. Teresa.
Uh-huh.
Drew, ask some good questions. You ever get molested?
No.
Physically abused?
No.
Do you know what that means, physically abused? Anybody ever hit you?
Yes. My parents did spank me.
All right. So
did you get dropped on your head or anything as a young person?
No.
Why didn't you date as a young adult?
Well, I did leave one thing out. I only had maybe about two boyfriends my whole life.
Right.
Until I decided to become a nun. And I don't know. The relationships were just kind of long and drawn out. And the guys just... I didn't break up with them. They broke up with me. And so I was like, screw, man. I mean, forget them. They're just kind of...
The family of origin you came from.
Heartless.
Yeah, well, pretty much all relationships until people get married end by somebody leaving.
Yeah.
That's the way relationships go. Most humans don't react to that by being devastated. They get it back together.
They're temporarily devastated.
They mourn the loss.
They move on.
You and I had some problems, but Adam...
Yeah.
Yeah. But we even we got on eventually, yes?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Not really, but yeah.
Well, yes, sort of.
Is that why she chose the nunnery?
Well, the point is that something very, very, something's wrong.
Let me ask you this, Drew, and we'll take some calls. Kevin, you weigh in, too.
All right, the point is...
starting to come up with this theory that a certain amount of people just aren't really people. They're just sort
robots?
Of there. They're just kind of there in order to keep my life interesting
and
busy.
That's grandiose.
They don't know what's going on. They don't know where they are. They don't know what they're doing. They have no idea what compels them or motivates them.
I understand that's frustrating and that feels empty and meaningless, but they themselves have...
But here's what I'm saying, Drew. Does someone need to be the product of abuse or some sort of... wholesale abuse or does it always have to be the family of origin, or can't just sometimes somebody just be a little bit slow, a little bit dull, walk around a little bit of an ether haze, not exactly sure what's going on?
Yes.
Maybe that's Teresa.
No. But we have to give her some advice. Teresa, go with this guy. If you have a good relationship with him, you went to a nun to hide out from dealing with the loss of relationships, that's not a good reason to be a nun. If you want to be in relationships, here's a guy. This is fine. It's okay to be in relationships. But really, go talk to your sister. What would she be? Mother Superior?
Yeah. I'm trying to picture the flying nun.
No, you think of Sound of Music.
Oh, Sound of Music.
Right?
That's right.
I'm every mountain.
Yeah, okay.
805.
Whoa. Oh, sorry. That's good. No, I was just saying you want to go into it from the right place. I mean, if this is the reason
you're going to dedicate your life to something.
Yeah, you don't want to do it because you're hiding from potential bad relationships.
Right.
Very good.
Thank you.
That doesn't matter.
What?
She'll be fine one way or the other. She's not going to know it.
Kevin just wrapped it up very nicely.
I know. He did good. He did. He's smart.
Nice kid.
Sharp kid, this Kevin. Hannah?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. Well, I've been masturbating, since I was really little, and I don't know why, but I'm, a sex addict, and it's, an urge for me to masturbate. I get the urge when I'm in school. Anywhere I am, I just feel the urge, and I, have a lot of one-night stands, and, it's, a high for me.
Right. Are you doing other drugs?
Sometimes, yes.
You come from a history. Is it what? You want to bet on this one?
Huh?
You want to do a little gambling?
I don't have my money with me, but yeah.
All right. We haven't done this in a long time. And this is a good way because I thought for a second we were going to get to three calls this first 20-minute break, but I realized this is a good way just to keep it to two. Kevin, you have a dollar on you?
I have, yeah. Okay. A few singles.
You got one you can lend Drew?
Sure.
Hey, Kevin, Adam will spot me.
All right.
Yeah. Alias, everyone, Sunday nights, 9 o'clock, ABC. Drew, I got $2. I'll give you one. We haven't gambled in a long time.
I know, that's a good
chance. One of the other things we've forgotten to do on this show. Kevin, what's the deal? Any jacket?
Yeah, I get at the break, I'll grab it, but I'm in.
At the break?
I'll grab that.
Go get it.
Tough crowd.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was out in the car. It's really white. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to gamble on Hannah's past. Now, I'll explain
this. Car, Adam.
And by the way,
the car.
My wallet.
Oh, okay. It's in the car.
When do you guys take my wallet?
No.
Yeah, must be in the car. I'm in though. I'll send a check.
He's good for it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Anderson. I know this is crazy, but is there air conditioning you can turn on in here? It seems very hot in here.
It's a little warm.
I'll check it. I'm not an AC guy.
It's on the fritz.
Oh, thank you, Anderson.
And don't say Dilio anymore, please, Adam. Thanks.
Why?
Dilio?
No. It rings Nolio. In my head. What?
Nolio.
Nolio means no to Dilio. See, I have to be the ambassador, translator.
From Dilio to Dilio.
What's the Nolio?
Okay, let's just start.
Yeah, track here.
Just nobody talk but me. Right. Even I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to think what I want to say, but not actually say it. Here we go.
And go.
Yeah.
That was good.
That would have been good. So here's what we're doing. We are gambling on Hannah's past. What has turned her into a 15-year-old who is constantly masturbating, who's obsessed with sex, who's having one-night stands? We think we can predict it was something to do with her past. Drew, go first.
Just sort of a trifecta, drug-addicted parents, or relentless drug-addicted dad, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of goof-off drug addicts hanging around was sexually abused by one of those guys.
At a young age. What age?
sort of exposed to a lot of stuff, and maybe finally like around 10, 11.
Okay. Something. All right. I'm going to go with sexual abuse. Weird stepbrother.
All right.
Oh, ho.
That's good. Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Now you can go with nothing, by the way, which right. is sometimes good money.
Might be smart. You guys went full tilt. I would say maybe, possible uncle, possible a lot of maybe some casual drugs around the house that influenced.
Did you take any? Or should...
I would think possibly at first contact.
With the parents.
Contact high, and then maybe, hey, kid, come over here, check it out. And slowly got involved.
All right, well, how about... any physical abuse, or we just stick them with the sexual? Go physical. It's easier.
We don't want to, neither of us took it, so you at least get it by default.
Right. Yeah, by default.
Okay, we'll give you that. All right,
Dana? I'll go physical.
Yes?
I went with very low percentage guess, by the way. What's, tell us about your past.
Okay, well, when I was younger, my mom thinks that I was molested by my dad, but I don't remember at all.
How old do they think you were when that happened?
Very young, when I was very little.
Was your dad a drug addict?
No, he was an alcoholic.
Where's my bourbon?
Alcoholic.
Stepdad or real dad?
Real dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, well, he used to beat my mom, too.
Get the violence in there.
Yeah.
And,
Kevin's like Nostradamus with that physical abuse.
When my stepdad got in the picture, he used to beat me when I was... younger, like...
Let's stop pointing at Kevin like he's a genius. I gave him physical abuse.
We gave it to him. Yeah.
I gave it to him. You said, oh, let him have it.
I'll take it. That's $2.
All right, keep going, yeah. What happened when you were like 11, 10, 11?
Yeah, when I was about 11, I used to live with my dad, and my stepmom started giving me drugs. She started feeding me pills and stuff.
True. Yeah. And Kevin.
And... that's whenever I started doing drugs.
What kind of pills?
Like narcotics and stuff like that.
Any trying to get my dollar back? Any stepbrothers?
Mm-mm. I only had a little stepbrother.
Aha!
Did you do anything to him?
No.
All right.
Sorry.
All right, Hannah. So there's lots of reasons when you ask. I don't know why I'm this way. You got all the reasons in the world to. Have sexual compulsion, and then you add that addictive gene in, and you add the fact that you are an addict.
Well, I'm also bipolar, so.
Well, God knows with what you've been through, and who knows what the biological effects of all these chemicals have
been.
And
you're living in Florida, so it's all been compounded by the humidity and the stupid people and the waffles.
Are you in northern or southern Florida?
Oh, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yes, it does.
It's all Florida now.
Central Florida, okay. Which is northern.
It's all bad.
But, Hannah, this is something that really requires treatment. You sexualize all your feelings right now. And at 15, that's your only way of managing any feelings that are your own, that are self. And that is a highly dysfunctional and very destructive way to go through life. And it's progressive. Not only the progressive consequences from all these sexual behaviors, but you're also an opiate addict. And that's progressive. Narcotic addict.
Oh.
And that's progressive.
So,
although at 15, you don't feel the withdrawal and all that business so much as you will when you're 18 and 20. It's the same disease, and it's extremely powerful, and it is destructive and progressive, and you've got to do something about this.
All right, baby. Hey, but good times, right? Yeah. All right, listen. Stop having sex. Don't get pregnant.
Okay.
Do you hear me? Are you on some kind of birth control?
No.
Depo shot, okay? That's for you.
I'm not going to take birth control.
One thing it doesn't do is a side effect.
I don't know. What do we, listen, can all... Here's my point. Can we really do anything about the Hannahs of the world?
Yes.
At a certain point, they were victims, and now...
What kind of...
They're on the war path.
Serious. Round her up in containment.
In containment. She needs to be contained.
Maybe we need, camps. Military camp.
I told you, I was gonna take over one of the Hawaiian Islands, or maybe the entire Philippines. I was gonna send Bill Cosby and Felicia Rashad over there.
Masters of ceremony.
I would start sending kids over there.
No,
just start poking them over there.
Not that kind of camp.
Reconditioning.
You need
Joe Schwarzkopf or something.
Like a boot camp?
Yes.
Well, I just want him off the out of the country is what I'm looking for.
All right.
But here's the deal. Hannah's going to get pregnant in a couple of years. Sorry. A
couple of weeks.
Yeah. And then...
That's young, too. 15.
And that'll make you fat, Hannah. Believe me. Trust me.
And then she's going to get pregnant again around 17, 17 and a half.
And then her kids will call us in about 8, 10 years.
That's right. And if I pick up the phone, I'll kill myself. I really will. Hey, mark my words. Write this down on your calendar. If 13, 14 years from now, when I have to talk to Hannah's kids, I will officially put the shock out of my mouth. It'll be great ratings because we'll do it on the air. I'll be stupid and do it in the first break, though, and everyone will tune out after that. We'll say, you know what we'll do? We'll sell it until the end of the show or actually kill myself. And use a physician, can actually put the stethoscope to my chest and sign it. Right. Yes. All right, Kevin Weissman, our guest tonight from Alias.
Thank you.
Sunday nights, ABC, big hit, 9 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. Kevin Weissman is our guest tonight.
Yes.
He's from Alias.
Yes.
9 o'clock on Sunday nights.
8
on
Central.
ABC. Plays Marshall, the techno geek. And I'll buy that.
Yeah. Even with what I got going tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you got... Are you a techno geek? You're not a techno geek.
Yeah,
really.
No. I mean, I'm computer literate and I have surround sound from my Laker games and... But I wouldn't say I'm as proficient as young Marshall.
When you were in Gone in 60 Seconds,
I was. Yeah, at a small. Most of my role was cut out, but I did end up in there for a little bit.
But I studied the DVD, so I saw. No, I didn't. But
okay. What'd you think of my work?
I'm a fan of Nicolas Cage, and especially a lot of the gay porn that he's been doing lately.
I don't know.
No, I mean, I'm talking about his movies, really. I want him punished for doing crap over the last, 10 years.
What happened?
But no one will punish him.
Yeah.
No one will punish him. And by the way, what kind of... I like Gone and See... I love those kind of movies just because I like to... I like them like I like bad food.
Right.
It's just...
It's there, it's loud, it comes in, and then it goes.
Well, it kind of is what it is. Like McDonald's is not good food. It's McDonald's.
But you know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting, and if you have a craving for it, it's going to work. It's like, I always say Twinkie is not a good dessert. It's a Twinkie, but you know what it is, and it tastes like what it tastes like.
It's a particular experience.
And there's... one could say that for a lot of Nick Cage movies. They're really good. I mean,
right.
But here's what drives me insane. And then we're going right back to the calls. But I was watching a little TiVo tonight. I'm always curious what how many stars they give movies.
Mm.
Con Air, three stars. 3 stars to Con Air. And Defending Your Life, Albert Brooks, 3 stars. Now the whole star system's out the window for me. Con Air. This flaming turd of a gay porn film with Nick Cage in it. Yes. He's a decorated military veteran who got followed out to a parking lot by a bunch of bikers who tried to pull a knife on him and stab him, but as soon as he turns the knife on them and kills them, then it's to the judge's gavel. Guilty. Oh, yeah, sure. All right. No one saw the bikers follow him out to the parking lot. No, okay, he's guilty. He's doing time.
Found guilty of
gay
charge.
Porn. This is gay porn. A lot of guys walking through the desert in slow motion and tank tops. It is gay porn, this stuff. And to give it the same amount of stars is something like Defending Your Life.
I like Albert Brooks.
It's all out the window now. Now, why bother with the stars? You're giving flaming turds the same star rating you're giving nice, thoughtful bodies of work here. Ridiculous. It's all out the window. Why do the stars? I like to find the guys in charge of the star
Look
system.
Albert Brooks in here to talk about this.
Yeah, how do they, it's like Nielsen box. How is it accurate? How is something?
I don't know.
Who's deciding?
Very, very arbitrary. Very arbitrary.
So you should create your own system.
That's right. That no one would pay attention to. I mean, as a matter of fact, for all you know, I may have had it going for 10 years.
I didn't get the book.
It didn't get off the ground.
Send me a copy.
All right. Drew, Albert Brooks not coming in here. He's a big star.
Yeah.
Not that Kevin's not a big star.
No, that's right. But Albert, he's been around for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not, you never see him do anything.
Hmm?
Carl?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Like, every time me and my girlfriend have sex, she'll, like, cry, like, right in the middle of it.
Good times.
Yeah.
air. That's not a great sign.
No.
Usually means something's up. But
right in the middle or at the end?
Like right in the middle.
So at the 2-minute mark?
Yeah.
Why does everyone just agree with me? Why isn't life this way?
You're God, Adam, that's why.
That's right, buddy. All right, so do you ask her what it's about?
Yeah, and that's part of the problem, because every time I bring it up, she'll, like, change the subject.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. That's not a good sign.
Hmm. How old is she?
17.
Is she there with you right now?
No.
All right. And she doesn't want to discuss it?
No.
Hmm. Do you think she likes sex?
I think so. I think she might have, like, some physical abuse in the background.
Physical abuse?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's physical pain that you're providing at that particular moment.
No. I don't think so.
Usually it'll be a stop before.
Because
a
that'll be like, yeah, ouch, or move over, whatever.
How long have you been with her?
About 6 months.
How long's the relationship? How is the relationship going?
It's been fine, except for this whole crying during sex thing.
And is every time you have sex, she cries?
Yeah, pretty much.
How long have you been having sex with her?
About 3 months.
All right. And you finished, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So, you guys are great. Such a team of guys.
She's crying.
Do you stop?
She's probably actually making him orgasm faster.
So maybe it's because it takes him less than 2 minutes. That's why.
All right.
Is that?
No, but Carl?
Yeah.
I think you should tell her that this is something that disturbs you quite a bit, and that you don't feel good about being intimate with her when she's crying, and that if she doesn't feel comfortable discussing it with you, that at least she should discuss it with somebody.
A therapist or something, yeah.
Who may have a little training.
Yeah.
It's no way to go through life.
Because it's not a trivial symptom. It's something real. Sometimes people, the only time it's really trivial if somebody's, particularly a woman is crying during sex, is if she has sort of a release with orgasm. Some women as part of that will either laugh or cry. But this is not that. This is as you get involved in the moment, pow, she's crying. It's overwhelming to her in some way. Maybe re-triggering a trauma from the past, or maybe she's identifying some feelings she's having about you that maybe aren't congruent with the activity you guys are involved in. Sometimes that happens.
What's that mean?
That means she doesn't like him anymore.
Oh.
And that the sex thing is sort of reminds her of that.
Nah, I don't think that's going to
engage in the act.
And she's been crying throughout.
It really, to me, it's reliving some trauma. I mean, it pretty much has to be that.
I do like the idea that the guy finishes every time, though.
Yeah.
Ricky?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
I just got a quick question for you. I'm going out with my younger brother's ex-girlfriend. She's 19. And they have a son together.
Oh, that's nice. How long has she been his ex?
About 4 years.
How does your brother feel about that?
Well, he says he's okay with it.
All
right. The only thing he's got, if he's about, is his son's part, because his son's 4 years old.
But it's weird. Ricky is his girl, is the uncle of his girlfriend's son.
Yeah. And wait a minute, how old is your brother?
He's 21.
And the son's 4?
Yeah.
17.
All right.
Welcome to Loveline.
Come on.
And I have a daughter who's a year old.
All right. Of course.
Where's she?
You wouldn't want to be left out.
Where's she at?
She lives with me.
All right.
Where's her mom?
Her mom's not in the picture no more.
Mom left the child behind.
Yeah.
Where'd she go?
She's at her mom's house. She's just gone.
She's got problems, this woman. Serious problems.
The only question I would have is, I just feel a little scared of my girlfriend, let's just call her that. She's taking it too serious. She's like moving a little faster than what I am. She wants more.
Bogus.
Of a relationship.
Give me the goo-goo eyes.
No, it's just bogus call.
Yeah.
And then every time my brother's over
here. Mason jar.
Yeah. I got flat affect at a certain point.
Yeah, just get right to it.
Ricky, we don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
No.
No. Something happened. Something happened in your tone, your voice, or something.
Also, the girlfriend's at her, the mother of his child, who has abandoned the child with him, is at her mom's.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That could be.
It would not.
Sorry, Ricky, we don't believe you anymore.
You're saying total bogus call?
You fell off, buddy.
For what, to entertain himself?
I don't know. You had it going for a minute there, Ricky.
Hmm.
But you fell off, buddy. Sorry.
You're done, Ricky, you're done.
It started good because it was sort of convoluted, yeah, and there was kids involved, and it was slightly intriguing that he was dating, and he was making his younger brother, and he wasn't saying it was my older brother, and he was going to kick my ass. Yeah, you know, it didn't have all the pitfalls of a bogus call.
I'm impressed with how quickly you guys seized upon the scene.
Drew seized it, and it was that one sentence where he started talking, it looked like he was reading it, or he didn't, it was no affect, he didn't care.
Here's the things. Women do not abandon their children and then live around the corner.
Right.
A. B.
And the mother would have taken it. Yeah.
He had no question. He was trying to think of what the question was while we when we asked him what the question was. And that was it.
What's the screening process here? We need to get...
Well, they don't have a question. Well, he said he had a question ended up not being a question.
Right. And the part where it was like, geez, your ex doesn't want to see the kid, huh?
Yeah. She lives with her mom around the corner.
She'd have to be incarcerated and a junkie. Jason?
Hi.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
Let's see. You've never been able to come with your girlfriend?
Not my girlfriend, but any girl in general. I've just never been able to.
How many any girls have there been?
About 10, 15.
You're gay.
10 or 15, really?
Yeah. Never sex. I'm a virgin still.
What are you doing now? Hand jobs?
Hand jobs or oral.
Oral, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hang on a second.
What happened? Do you go, just it goes back, is flaccid again?
It stays hard, but
she gives up.
Blowjobs, I don't feel anything.
She gives up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the penis sort of outlasts the mouth. Mm. The pen is mightier than the mouth. We got to take a quick break. Oh, we'll get back with Jason because this is something that guys, I don't know what percentage of guys can't have an orgasm, but we're going to figure this out.
All right.
Through these means,
all right,
is what I mean.
All right.
Kevin Weissman is here from Alias, 9 o'clock, ABC, Sunday nights. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Kevin Weissman is our guest tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
So we were going to finish with Jason and why he's never been able to have an orgasm during oral sex, which is just some guys.
That's right.
That is just some guys. Some guys can't have it during oral and intercourse. Some can't during just oral. Some with both. And some with just intercourse can't.
Well, let's see if we can break down the percentages here.
All right. This is a guess.
This is a guess, but you and I always guess the same amount.
All right.
I'll be the timer.
All right. So how many guys can't have orgasm during oral sex or intercourse?
Well, no. I don't want to... Okay.
Pick a number for that.
How many guys just flat out can't have an orgasm?
They have to finish themselves or something.
Yeah, just say... let's just say flat out cannot do it with contact...
With a woman.
In a woman. Yeah. And again, these are guys, let's just say... But I don't want to count 14-year-olds. Right. Let's just say like 16 to whatever, 40.
3%.
3%?
Yeah.
I'd say it could be 5%.
Could be. I was gonna say 3 to 5, but
yeah, you're right. No, it is, because you don't know any of these guys.
Yeah.
Although they don't have vanity plates made up like can't come or anything like that. They don't like to advertise. Like there's no windbreaker.
I'm gonna go 2.9%.
There you go.
There's anything under that.
Kevin's got it.
Yeah, I'd say
the price is right here.
Yeah. Somewhere between 0 and 5% on that one.
Okay.
All right, now the guys who cannot go either using the mouth or the girl's hand. You know, something other than intercourse.
15%. 10%?
Yeah, 10, I'd 15. Say between 10 and 15%.
Because often the girl with the hand doesn't really necessarily know what
that.
She's doing.
Yeah.
And
right.
Do some guidance.
There's some guys that contact just doesn't...
What's usually the reasoning for that?
Maybe some psychological, some biological. It's just that we're just figuring out what is.
What the percentage.
Not the whys.
Right.
So somewhere between 10 and 15% of the guys... Just it's not going to do unless it's in the vagina.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my theory about those guys that I'm putting together with the help of my passionate partner, Dr. Drew, is those guys are just, they're so horny that they got to get in.
Right.
Like, it's not going to do. Like, I've talked to these guys, and, you know, I love a BJ.
I understand.
I love a BJ.
Yeah.
Huge. And I love getting them, too. Oh, yeah. I mean, no. I love a BJ. I really do. And when I talk to my friends who don't like...
You're breaking a song here in a second.
Oh, I love a BJ. No. When I talk to my friends, you know who I am. When I find something that doesn't... Somebody who doesn't like the same thing I like, I get angry at them.
Oh, yes.
Like when I got a friend who likes confetti cake instead of pie. Ugh. I want to take a swing at them. Okay. Same with the BJs. But you know what these guys always tell me? And Drew, being a passionate man,
I'll back you up.
You back me up on this. When they get a BJ, it's like almost, it's a distraction. It's like the...
It's not the real thing.
Yeah, they're just cleansing their palate before the meal. Yeah. And the problem is they got to put it somewhere. Yeah. And the mouth ain't the final parking spot for the penis.
They have to be physical. They have to do some movement. It's like, you can't possibly...
And it's like, no, it's like they need a vagina. It's like they need intercourse. They're getting a BJ now. Where's the intercourse? Where is it? I'm distracted by it. I must find it. Mm-hmm. And that's what goes on. About half of those guys.
Yeah.
Your visuals are very helpful, actually, right now.
Thank you.
I wish everyone could see what you're doing.
We've thought for quite some time people should have television cameras.
Yeah.
I'm actually...
I can see the bobbing head action.
I'm actually in Drew. That's a big... That's how graphic this demonstration is. So that's about 10 to 15%, right?
Yeah.
And then what's left? Is there anything left?
Can't during just intercourse. Can do just only during oral sex.
Oh. Okay.
That's another 5% again.
Yeah, it's probably about the same that can just do it.
Yeah.
Whatever the first one was.
Right.
All right. So we good?
Yeah.
All right.
We're coming with the same numbers, you and I. You want to comment on this one real quick?
Matt? Matt.
Yeah.
You're 27?
Yes.
What's up?
You're talking about Nicolas Cage movies. He's doing gay porn so far.
Well, just for the last 10 years, really.
Well, I'm pretty much asking you what's your take on Wind Talkers, because I'm a Native American. And
originally, I want to see it. Oh, you're Navajo.
Yeah.
Because I'm 1/32nd Chippewa. That's what gives me my tenacity. But when I first heard the title, I thought it was about a guy who communicated through farting. And I was like, I'm so on with this. And then I realized it wasn't about that.
World War II.
It's the code, the Navajo code breakers and from World War II. Yeah. It looked all right. I mean, the commercials looked okay and everything.
I heard it was good. I haven't seen it, but I heard it. Like, Nick Cage gives a good performance.
People don't know, or I guess a lot of people don't know, that they had to use the Navajo language is
World War II,
For code, because the Japanese and the Germans weren't real fluent in Navajo. If the Germans had any American Indians, they would have killed them a long time ago.
Right.
And the Japanese would have, too, actually. So we had them around. We didn't kill our Indians. We just round them up, keep them in place. We can keep an eye on them.
I think he was referring to the big budget Nick Cage extravaganza.
Well, I guess it was okay. I guess it was not a John Woo film. Or was it a John Woo film?
It was definitely a John Woo film.
No, okay. Well, had to suck if it was a John Woo film. But yeah, the guy does gay porn.
Well, basically, all the Navajos, basically all Native Americans watched that movie. So,
all right.
At least when I was at the box office.
All right. Well, that's good for like $4,500 or something in terms of gross receipts. All right. Well, I'm sure that movie was okay.
Eight screens. It was on eight screens.
It
was a big release.
It was big. I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna watch that when I get home.
All right. Tonight.
Wind Talkers.
I assumed you meant it was people that talked about farts.
That's
Wind Talkers.
No, I thought that's how they communicate.
With farts, I see.
With farts, yeah. John Woo, the director, does gay porn and needs to be blamed for all this retarded stuff. Did he do Broken Arrow, too?
I think so.
That's all he does. It's just stuff for 13-year-old guys to beat off to. What a hack that John Woo is. Jesus. Shouldn't he get some kind of crippling brain disease or something? I don't want to see him killed. Just stop making those horrible movies.
Kelly,
please.
What's up? Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how's it going?
17.
What's up?
Yes. I just had a question about my relationship with my boyfriend and kind of the testing that goes on with relationships, you know. And from a guy's point of view, I was asking if it's my turn to kind of make the next move.
What's happening? Or not happening?
Well, when we first got together, we spent every single day together. And, you know, I really like that about everything. And we
Until you slept with him?
No. No, not exactly. And we haven't done anything like that. And I kind of miss that about the whole thing, too.
Oh, you wanted something physical.
I would like something physical, but first of all, I'd like to see him a little bit more. He talks to me every day on the phone and stuff. And so I'm just wondering if it's kind of him making the question that, well, let's see if she'll make the next move and come and see me.
Well, no.
Why don't you see him? How far away does he live?
Well, he doesn't live very far away, but it's just, we don't go to the same school or anything, and it's just, I don't, I don't know.
Men are not playing a chess game in relationships.
Yeah, and you don't want to. If you do the constant calling, and it's going to drive him farther away. I mean, that would be my.
I don't call him that much because he always gets the phone. He always calls me.
So he's the one calling her. You know what? Want to call him?
Right now?
Because it's hard to figure out what's going on with him. He's still making contact, but he's not showing the enthusiasm he had before.
Not now. We'll call him from I'll call him from my office tomorrow. So where's he going to be around noon, L.A. time?
At school? Yeah.
He got a cell phone?
No, I'm on his cell.
I mean, this is just my one and only question, is that, you know, we had our homecoming dance and everything, and I went with him, and we triple dated and stuff, and it just didn't seem... like when it's just me and him and we go out, you know?
Well, guys do this.
Trying to impress the friends.
Yeah, and I don't want to seem clingy. I don't want to be, like, all hands-on with him and stuff
Kelly, you're giving us very little to go on here, but if I had to make a bet, if I had to guess... I would guess that he's probably interested in someone else at the same time.
No!
And that's sort of why his enthusiasm
really?
Is there.
Really? That's what you're sending her off with?
I think I'm right.
Because unless we can talk to him to figure out what's going on, why would a 7-year-old be completely hell-bent and then fade suddenly?
I don't know.
Another gal's caught his eyes.
Yeah, he's kind of interested.
That's what happens when you're in high school. You get the wandering eye. Well, actually, you still do when you're in your 30s, too. But
that's true. Kelly? I want to say something to Kelly.
Let's come back. All right, we'll come back. Kelly, hang on.
All right. Kevin Weissman is here tonight from Alias. He plays Marshall.
Marshall Flinkman.
Techno geek.
Yes.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, Dr. Drew. Mm-hmm.
Kelly, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kevin Weissman's our guest tonight from Alias, 9 o'clock ABC.
Thank you.
Sunday nights.
I like the musical selection that leads us into each.
Yeah.
Just want to tell you that.
Yeah, it's like we're doing radio.
Yeah, it's nice.
And then the radio part begins.
Yeah, no, the singing. They don't sing, but I like the music.
Kelly?
Yep.
Yeah, so we're about done with you.
Except...
Well, we think you're nice, and I feel bad leaving you off with Drew saying that your man is two-timing you.
I didn't say he's necessarily thinking about someone else.
He wants to get further into this. We need to call him, I think, is what you're...
That's the only way we could know for sure. But
well, I was just asking, if a girl was to do this to you and just kind of come out straight out with you and just be like... I want to spend more time with you, and...
Okay, Kelly, what usually happens at this stage is the girl goes, what are we doing? You're having the talk. What's going to happen with this relationship? What are we up to here? And that's perfectly normal. But for the most part, when it comes to men, whatever you do doesn't matter. Don't read the Cosmo that somehow you can change how men are or alternate their behavior or manipulate them. You can't.
No, you can't.
You can clarify, and you can set ground rules... But you can't somehow magically manipulate them into where you want them to be.
If he's got, the eye on another...
Then he's got that.
Then there's nothing you can
do. And you can say to him, well, that's fine, but that's not what I want from this relationship, and that's that. Or you can say, all right, I have to accept that, and we'll just kind of date.
Here's the thing about men, too. Women look at men like we have the same brain they do, and we
don't.
Ours is much bigger and more complicated.
No.
It's bigger, but it's more complicated when it comes to math and engineering. We don't think about relationships like you guys do.
No.
Let's just break it into cars. If there's a car we like, we want it.
Period.
Now, do we care if our friends aren't into it that much or the car was a little too cheap or it was too easy to get? All we know is the bottom line. I either want this or I don't want this. And that's it. Doesn't all the other nuances that you chicks factor into a relationship, we don't.
No.
If this guy's into you and you come to him and say, hey, I'd like to spend more time with you and I'd like to sleep with you and I'd like to whatever, oh, great. Bring it on.
Or
he ain't into you.
Right.
And then he's going the other way. But here's the thing.
It sounds like
you're not
going to
jinx it or change it.
He's calling her every day. So
he's probably into her.
Yeah.
He's into her, but he's not into her. Men do have a conscience, and they don't want to give the wrong impression. They don't want to, her to feel like she's exclusive, and he doesn't want to, he's sort of toned it down a little bit. That's all.
But women, you do not have to run from the truth.
No.
you will not affect the way this guy feels about you by telling him. Now, if you start talking about marriage and kids, you might freak him out a little bit.
Yeah, I'm saying, maybe don't say anything because you don't want to put the pressure.
Yeah, by the same time, you start talking about murdering people or, other things that men consider outside the box. Yeah, that'll freak him out too.
Yeah.
Yeah, even that's not really going to throw
murder,
a...
marriage murder, not the same. Yeah, the same.
Throw same a horny 17-year-old off the trail.
Yeah.
Amy?
Hello?
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
I just have a comment on the call you had earlier where you said that women just don't leave their kids and go move around the corner.
That's not what we said, Amy. Well, we may have said it. But
no, we clarified it.
We made it clear that you have to be profoundly effed up to do that.
She said, Jan, in fact, said if she's a junkie, and even then you'd visit.
The grandmother would visit. Yeah. Would be involved.
Incarcerated or junkie. Why? Okay. Did your mom abandon you?
Oh, my mom abandoned me and left me with my alcoholic, abusive father.
What was her deal?
Well, she's bipolar.
Okay. Was she also an addict?
No, she wasn't an addict, but when I was 11 years old, I was taken from my father because of all the abuse, and she got custody of me, and she waited until my dad settled up with the Social Security so that she could start collecting Social Security to support me, and then she threw me out at 13. Mm. So I've been on the streets ever since I was 13, and she collected all that money.
Sounds like a dynamite.
Profoundly.
Your dad's a piece of work.
Did she move around the corner, though? That was the kind of crux of it.
Actually, she's lived around the corner pretty much my whole life.
Now, are you either have three kids or you're a lesbian? Which one is it?
I have three kids.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
gonna
good.
Kill myself.
I have my third on the way.
I'm gonna kill myself. That will be even then. You'll have one more. There'll be one less of me. Why is it? Why do you have to have three kids? You're a disaster. I mean, it's not your fault. But come on. You need three kids. You need three kids. 25 years old.
What's wrong with having three kids?
How because do you support them?
You're not in shape to raise people.
How do you know that I'm not in shape to raise people?
Because of your past. What happened to you? That you're horrible parents.
I've gone through counseling, and my kids will never go through anything like I've gone through.
All right.
How do you support yourself?
I'm sorry?
How do you support yourself?
Well, I'm a house mom. I live with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. How does he support himself?
I'm sorry?
How does he support himself?
Sugar
he's
daddy.
He's not a wholesaler.
He's a wholesaler. And he's the father of all three children?
No.
No.
Oh. Shocking. Where's dad?
So your kids are going to go through some of this because they have abandoning dads, right?
They don't have abandoned fathers, no.
How many dads do you have?
Fathers.
What's that?
They see their fathers.
How many fathers are there?
Two.
And there will be three?
No, there's two.
So the two kids have the same dad?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and where's he?
He's around the corner, and he sees my kids all the time.
All right, he's a good guy?
Yeah.
Why'd you leave him?
Because I wasn't in love with him.
Really? What's the real reason? Come on.
Because I wasn't in love with him.
That's it, huh?
He doesn't drink a little bit?
I'm sorry?
He doesn't drink a little bit?
No.
Amy.
Come on, baby. Be straight up with us. No, him.
Him.
No, he didn't drink either.
No drugs?
No drugs.
No pot.
No pot.
Just a straight guy who you had two
straight
kids
guy.
With and decided to get away from when you're like in your
mid-20s.
After you've just been with him for a couple of years.
I was with him for 4 years.
All right.
No reason to leave him.
I didn't love him.
Well, he may have been a nice guy.
Yeah, it's possible.
Too nice, right? Too nice a guy.
No, he's not too nice of a guy.
No drinking, no abuse, right?
I don't get any drinking or abuse from my boyfriend now.
All right, be careful, because you may fall out of love with him. No, what I'm talking about?
You see, Amy, the pattern?
Yeah, I see the pattern.
All right, just
whatever.
Be careful. All right, so here's the deal. God bless you. You've done some treatment. You're not going to F up your own kids. But no more.
No, I'm not.
Three's enough, all right?
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And why doesn't this guy marry you? You're pregnant. You got the two kids.
Who said that that's not in the plans?
Well, why not?
We've been talking about it.
Why not?
Why not what?
Why doesn't he want to get married?
nobody said anything about not getting married.
Why doesn't he want to?
Talking about doing it.
Said it wasn't in the plans.
It's been in the plans, we just haven't done it.
He said it wasn't in the plans.
I don't recall saying that.
All right. So you guys are going to get married?
Most likely pretty soon.
All righty, baby.
Very good.
You take care.
You too.
Take care of those kids. No more after this one, right?
Kibosh. Kibosh on the kids.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's the deal. Here's the problem. The sad, sad reality is 25-year-old chick probably shouldn't handle three kids anyway.
Yeah.
She should be, you know, have three, have the third one by the time you're 30, 31, whatever.
Right.
Number one. Number two, as sad as it is, when you've had horrible, abusive parenting like Amy has, that's it. There's certain things that you just sort of almost have to stay away from. And it doesn't mean you can never be a parent.
No.
But three kids young is tough. And the story is always, well, I've turned it around. I'm not going to be anything like that. It's like, really? Where's the... And, oh, yes, you're not abusing your kid.
Yeah, that's good.
Where's the dad? Yeah. And who's the new guy? And right. Why aren't you guys married? Well, what's going on? Now there's three
here's
kids.
Here's the thing. You call because... You hear your issue on the radio, banditing mom. I got to call. I got to talk about that.
Right.
Okay, so already there's something really understandably left behind from that abandoning mom. And then secondly, get defensive and angry when we push on reality.
Yeah.
You shouldn't call because we're going to push on reality. That's the whole deal here is we're trying to break through denial.
She was doing all right. But my thing is, look, these people are victims, and I look at them as victims until they start churning the kids out.
Well, she also didn't take into consideration the kids when she was making her decision
to leave.
She fell out of love with the husband, and the guy seemed to be an upstanding.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not saying that you got to stay in the relationship just because of the kids, but consider.
You know what? Many times you should stay in a relationship just because of the kids. There's way too much of this, oh, I'm not happy. Hey, you forfeited all that when you had kids. Now your job is to raise healthy kids. That's your job. May not be the happiest job on earth.
Make it work. Maybe go to counseling.
Make it work. That's right. And the fact is the statistics on this are very clear, that people after they get divorced are no happier when they remarry than the relationship they started with.
Grass is greener syndrome.
That's right. You got any weed?
Why am I so angry now? You angry?
I'm angry because I think it's hot in here.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It just hovers around uncomfortable.
You guys are getting me angry. Yeah, I'm starting to.
Yeah.
You're heating me up.
Yeah. Let's get some air going. Yeah. That's what I feel like. Ario?
Yo.
You're 21?
That's correct.
What's up?
Well, okay, so my question is more of the theoretical variety.
All right.
So I'm 21, and there are two girls right now that I'm dating. Parallel.
Way to go.
They live in different cities, and they don't really know of each other's existence.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm. But I haven't, you know, explicitly told them that I'm dating two women.
Have you explicitly told them that you're not?
No.
Have your actions led them to believe that you're not?
Mm-hmm.
You never sent the email that said you're the only one?
No, nothing like that.
Have you had any talk about what the nature of your relationship is?
No, nothing like that. Essentially, it's been... With one, it's been more physically based.
How often do you see each other?
About twice a week with one and about twice a week with the other.
And one you're having sex with and the other you're not?
Having
sex with both?
Well,
yes.
Not yet with one, but it's going to be getting there pretty quick. Like probably this or next week.
What's your question?
So basically, is that cool to do if both of these women are in their 20s? And so I'm not sure, like, as far as their state, as far as where they want to enter into a...
Here's what I think.
What cities are they in? I mean, how far away are they?
We're talking across the bay.
Oh, all right.
Oakland.
Yeah.
So it's almost sort of academic, because they're not that far away.
Mm.
I mean, Drew, it'd be like you're living in Los Angeles, and a girl lives in Santa Monica, and one that lives
Newport
in Canoga Park or some big deal.
Are you afraid of possibly running into one while you're with the other?
That's really not an issue. It's more of just like a personal ethical question. And
here's the reason you're having the problem. You're not being honest with yourself.
Okay.
You're not being honest with yourself about what you think these women think is going on here. In your heart of hearts, you must know that at least you feel as though they think this is a real intimate relationship. And you're not willing to sort of come to terms with that. And for that reason, you're not willing to have a discussion with them about what actually is going on in the relationship.
So I have to initiate that discussion?
No, I don't. But I think you better be honest about what you're feeling from them.
Okay.
And which is, they're starting to, you know, sort of feel intimate and have a real relationship. And you're sort of, you know, you're being a little dishonest about that.
All right.
It's one thing if they're saying, you know, they're dating other guys, you know, but they're good. You know what that feeling is when they're starting to really get involved with
and
you.
He thinks, you know, on paper that sounds like a great thing, but the guilt starts to mount.
And of course, when the day is done, you go, well, I didn't say we were the exclusive. Right. But you know what? You kind of know what's going on here. And yeah, you haven't said, you haven't lied, but it's not ethical to delude people, mislead them by your actions.
But at the same time, maybe they don't want, maybe these girls don't want to be exclusive. Maybe he's being presumptuous.
But his feeling, he's beginning to feel that they do. And if he wants to be ethically proper, he better bring it up and lose one or both.
I don't want to go too far off on a jag here, but my wheels are turning as we speak about this. And here's what I think is going on in this society. Because I would argue that if you're sleeping with somebody consistently having sex with a person, that it's implied that
certainly for women it's implied. Guys kind of feel like they're getting away with something. You know,
if they don't.
Women feel that way, but if I was an attorney, I would argue that this was implied that you guys were exclusive because you're having sex with my client twice a week. But speaking of attorneys, here's an interesting thing. I'm going to link these all together. I wonder, and I think it's going to be the undoing of this society. We have gotten away from doing what is right, and we found ways to go around the laws and trick everything with the wording.
Including
it's
ourselves.
The attorneys do this. The Bible thumpers do this. The cops do it. It's all turned into this.
15-year-olds do it with virginity.
Right.
All the technicality.
And I'm wondering, here's my problem. And this is my problem with religion in many, many cases, which is, oh, no, technically I beat it out, which is...
you had anal sex.
The Jews aren't supposed to be doing any work on Saturday, and they can't fire up the washer and the dryer. But if we put it on a timer and we don't actually flip the switch ourselves, then we're still celebrating our Sabbath because the timer did it. It was not, you know, they get into all these technicalities. Right. Then your whole life becomes a technicality, which is his life, which is I'm dating two girls. I'm going to be screwing two girls any minute now. I never said. The attorneys, it's a divorce, the whole thing. It's all that. It's like, listen, I know it's not right. I know it's not right, but you know what? We could do this. You didn't sign this, or you did sign this, or, yeah, sure, it was 4 a.m, and there's nobody around, and there's no possible, but it was a four-way stop, but you still rolled through it. You said you're getting a ticket. And this is what our society has now become, and now we can beat everything on a technicality. Sure, my client is guilty, but you seized the videotape of him raping and murdering his victims without a search warrant, so therefore we have to throw it out of court, and now he's walking the street, and everyone applauds. I can't stand this part of society, and this is why I
lost
wish
track of what's right and what's wrong.
Yes, completely.
And what isn't?
It's all technicalities. Yes, can I get away with this? Yes, can I screw the system? Can I bilk the insurance companies? Can I this and can I that? And now it's game on with everybody.
But I think the difference with this guy is that he's starting to develop a conscience about it.
Right. It would be nice if everybody had that same thing, and it's very easy to decipher right from wrong. It really is. But when you have a contract that says you can do wrong, or you have a technicality or law in the books or whatever it is, it works in good ways and in bad ways oftentimes, mostly bad. This is what you get away from. Mm-hmm. And this is oftentimes what I think of when I think of people that follow the scripture a little bit too closely, and the folks are a little more free in their thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I wish people would just free themselves up to either to do the right thing. And I'm glad this caller is getting to that point. You ready to roll here?
I'm just thinking about 20-year-old males and the probability of them
of doing the right
putting
thing.
Putting down the penis and doing the right thing.
Right. He's thinking with the wrong hand.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, the possibility of slipping up is also right there. So you have to ask yourself: do you want to lose both of the women, or do you want to keep one, or you know, I don't know.
Right.
It's a tough call.
All right,
Heather.
Yes.
You're 23 years old.
Yes.
And go.
I just want some goddamn air in this place. Can
this
we turn the air on?
This no.
Hello.
This is where you ask your question.
Okay.
Gamble.
I broke up with my fiance because we were having problems, and I'm still having trouble getting over the breakup.
How long ago did you break up?
How long ago? about a month ago.
And how long had you been with him?
About 7 months.
Total?
Yeah. Well, we knew each other before, but...
this is a seven-month relationship. Why is that so hard for you to get over?
Well, it could be difficult.
It could be, but I mean, it's... She's...
Because I really cared about the guy. I really loved him, and...
See, why do I get... I just get the guy from this abusive a-hole in spades.
Well, who broke up with who?
Well, actually, what happened was we started...
Fighting?
We started fighting.
And did it get physical? Yes.
My temper can be very...
Ooh. You see? Drew, would you shut up and let her finish?
No, I'm not telling you the story.
Mr. Mooney from the Lucille Ball Show. All right, go ahead, Heather. Sorry for Mr. Mooney over here.
My temper can be very... very high.
Okay, now Drew's figuring someone abused you physically growing up.
Well, yeah,
All right, Mr. Mooney's right.
I've had a lot of,
Right.
A lot of verbal abuse and stuff.
Right. And now to really compound things, you're living in Van Nuys. This
yeah.
is really just the hub of hell.
I hate it. I
really of course.
Want to move out of here.
Of course. Everyone should move out of Van Nuys. Okay. Where are you living? Yeah.
It doesn't help matters.
All right. Well, we're going to make you feel better. All right?
Yeah.
Tipping your nag!
No.
First off, was this guy, what did this guy do?
What did he do? Well, right now he's a peer counselor. He's taking peer counseling.
He's a peer counselor? He's taking peer counseling?
Yeah.
Which side of the peer table is he on? And what do you mean he's taking it and he's doing it?
He's taking peer counseling classes right now to counsel
peers?
People that are like bipolar and
A mental health worker.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have a job.
Not at the moment, no.
All right. And does he get physical with you? Would he get violent?
No, he's never gotten physical.
Okay. And who broke up with who?
He did because he didn't know how to handle his emotions, and he didn't know how to handle...
Well, Heather, you're going down that path with him. This is where the sort of domestic violence path gets going. Is where someone who's been a victim, either is a victim or the victimizer or both in a relationship like this. And you guys were going down that path. It's a good thing you broke up. It's extra painful because, of course, it's the relationship you're used to. It's like what Dad was all about. It's the closest thing you know to a connected love relationship. But it's not good. It's not right.
Right. Does that mean that I may have...
abusive.
Tendency to be abusive in a relationship?
Well, probably more like, yes, you are, but more like your tendency is to be abused.
Seeking people that got abused, they just like to dance in these relationships. I don't mean dance, cha-cha, merengue. I mean, they stir it up all the time. Either they're abusing someone or they're getting abused themselves or they're causing someone to abuse them. That situation is going on constantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have to ask yourself if that's a tendency of yours. We're guessing it is.
Yeah.
A little therapy, baby. You got to move out of Van Nuys. That's where the healing begins.
Okay.
And you'll be past this guy. Don't get pregnant in the meantime. This is part of life. Painful part of life.
And the fact that you're sort of, if you're willing to deal with this progressively and not just go through the cycle again with another guy, you'll look for solutions, you'll read something, you'll get some treatment, and it'll be better next time.
Yeah, everybody, you can better yourself. Read a book, take a walk.
You can learn. You learn from the disasters that are in relationships.
Yeah, and you can also do some learning anyway. A little free time.
I'm reading a book, I think the title is Traumatic Relationships and Serious Mental Disorders, but it is really good. It's a consolidation of all the stuff that's out there about situations like Heather's.
Yeah. See, Drew likes to read. I like to watch 14 hours of TV and then watch things on TiVo back in slow motion again and again and again and again.
That's just the Baywatch.
Right.
No,
slow-mo, pausing on TV. The sports is good. TiVo's good for the sports.
Watch the sports all the time on TiVo?
Yeah, you do a slow-mo.
Never, never stop. That thing that when I can stop TV, it's like stopping the world. No. That's why I look at it.
God,
like
you're playing God. The world. That's what you want to be.
No, not playing God. I am God.
You are God, right?
I am God.
Right.
People always talk about playing God.
Yes.
No. God.
You are God.
Thank you. All right, let's take ourselves just a little break, all right? Kevin Weissman is our guest tonight from Alias, computer nerd. 9 o'clock ABC.
I'm glad you changed the description.
Calling all nerds. We'll be right back. Hey, Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. Kevin Weissman is our guest tonight. He's from Alias.
Yes.
ABC, 9 o'clock Sunday nights. Drew, I don't know what's up tonight, but it's hot in here, but also I sound different to me, like
no,
something's up
fine.
With the headphones or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's your headphones.
No, you sound good to me.
I think we're extra angry about something. I don't know why.
No, just...
Extra aggressive.
No, but, yeah. Well, once in a while, you do something and you sort of hear your own voice echo in your head.
Yeah.
You feel
that,
like
for
you're
you,
not really there.
Very unpleasant.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Not bad.
Imagine my voice in my head.
Listen.
Yeah.
I hear you, brother.
Yeah, it's rough.
I get your voice in my head every night.
Yeah.
When you're sleeping.
Love it. Yeah.
Nightmares.
Bite the towel. That's what he hears over and over again. Mary?
Hello?
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I have, like, relationship problems, I guess you'd say, dating. I'm an attractive person, but... It's hard for me to get guys. I don't know. Like, I'll date for a while, and then, like, it just ends. I never hear anything.
It just ends.
And I don't know what to do. I was asking advice. Maybe if you could help me find a problem, I could...
Who are the guys you're going out with?
Just guys that will come up to me, give me their number, will talk, and...
At school?
No, not at school. Like, sometimes they'll come up to me when I'm walking, or, like, a lot of places I get... A lot of people.
Might it be maybe, how old are these guys? Who are they?
Well, they range from the ages of about my age to about 25, 26.
They pick up on you while you're walking?
Where are you walking to?
Where, like I'll go run errands or I just go walk, like, for exercise. And I don't know, like,
They're driving by and they...
No, that's kind of nasty. No, I don't do that. Like, guys do that, but that's just weird.
I'm trying to figure out why guys will jump
Thanks
out of
Thanks for the clarity, by the way.
No, like, a lot of places, like, I'm not going to school right now.
Oh,
and
all right.
So that's why they wouldn't pick up at school, but...
Yeah. Maybe we're zeroing in on our problem here. When I asked her... Why guys don't get up there, get date her from school?
Like,
no, they don't date me at school.
Because she doesn't go to school.
Right. So, what about in France?
The problem. Yeah.
Do they date you in France?
I'm going to say no.
Not anymore.
Huh?
All right.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, all right, baby.
So,
where were you going? Up. Junior college?
No, I was, I didn't finish. High school.
Really?
And so I'm going
Shocking.
For my GED.
I see. What happened with high school?
Well, I don't know. I was in group homes.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Stuff.
All right.
What happened? What happened to your family?
I had problems here in the house with my mom and my dad. He left.
And you're with your mom again now?
Yeah, now, and, we'd always be constantly fighting, and so...
Yeah.
How were the things
that... The police got called one time, and they took me.
How was the care at the group home?
It wasn't good at all. Like, girls... I guess I wasn't like them, I guess, and because a lot of them were really good on stuff, and they'd, like, try to beat up on me, and all. I don't know, it was really weird. It was scary. And so I left from there.
Yeah, but good times.
No, and so I left from there. I had, I AWOL'd, and that's why I wasn't going to school.
I see. It's a way without leave.
Where do you live now? You live on
your
own?
I live with my mom now.
You're back in my...
Yeah, we went through a lot of therapy and everything, and so...
When was the last time you dated a guy? When was the last time you dated a guy?
We went on a date?
When was the last time you were going out with a guy?
Like boyfriend, girlfriend?
All right, hold on a second.
This is the problem here.
She's having trouble tracking.
Yeah.
And I guess what happens is when kids come from, like, chaotic, abusive homes, they have difficulty just sort of sitting still and listening. Well, they don't track well.
Well, one of the things that's been proven is that emotional intelligence can affect intellectual performance. You know what I'm saying? Emotional experiences, emotional conditions can affect intellectual functioning. In her case, she'd have trouble sort of concentrating and tracking. And
We have a lot of those folks
but
call
I wonder,
the show, though.
I wonder if that's what maybe sort of...
No, guys also, don't care about that.
Yeah, how soon is... The question I have is how quickly are you getting physical with these guys? And then
plus, she may be married and just not know it. She has four kids. She's been married for 3 years now.
I just wonder, the physical, and then they're out of there.
Do you have sex with these guys? Mary?
Yeah. Very quick. Well, not all of them, but sometimes.
But pretty quickly?
Yeah.
All right, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
This is Adam. This is smart one.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's what we're going to do with you. Don't worry about the guys. Here's your goals. Don't get pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been pregnant yet?
No.
Really?
No, never.
Why not?
How are you preventing?
Oh, I take birth control and I use condoms.
Good girl. Thanks. Good girl. Good girl. Now, remember, you put the condom over the guy's penis and you... eat the birth control, not the other way around.
No, I get shots.
Good.
Oh, excellent.
Who
excellent.
Does that for you?
My doctor.
A doctor.
Too lazy and I want to take the pills off.
Good
no,
girl.
That's good. That's
good.
Fine.
Yes.
You know that about yourself. That's good.
Good. Yeah. So you don't get pregnant. You worry about, you get your GED.
Yeah.
You,
I already have, like, my school plans all laid out.
You got
great.
The, you,
excellent.
You get the GED, then it's right off to junior college. Then by your 35th birthday, you go into your second year of junior college. And when you're in your 50s, you transfer to Loma Linda.
But here's the deal. Hold out on guys a little more. Let's see,
how
they stick around.
Right.
See what get a relationship going before it becomes physical.
Hold out sexually, but also get the GED, get the counseling in, patch things up with mama. You know what I mean?
These are more
get your life.
These are more
take care of yourself.
Which she seems on track for. She really does.
Yes, she's walking.
And avoid the guys in the big Cadillacs when they're driving by.
That's right. Unless they're the older Jews. Then you should hook up. You'll know them because... They have the, they get the fake convertible roof, you know.
Oh,
it's upholster the roof,
right?
Oh, the chrome roof, yes.
Has actually looks like a convertible, but it's not really convertible. That's a class move. Daniel,
yeah.
You're 19.
Yep.
What's up?
Actually, I just want to let you guys know I do listen to your show all the time.
Thank you.
This is actually my first time, but I was also in a group home.
Uh-huh.
For about a year and a half. And it was actually had to do with a lady. She's like 36, and she was actually my social worker. And
hey, and you hooked up with her?
No. See, that's what I'm trying to find out. I can't really tell because I don't know. I wasn't really into dating and all that, and I haven't had many girlfriends. But I don't know. It started off with a client social worker relationship, and. It kind of, it got it where it was. We were talking for hours every day.
Uh-oh.
Pretty much like maybe sometimes 3 to 4 hours every day.
Okay.
On the phone or in person?
On the phone and in person.
Uh-huh.
She's bought me gifts. I bought her a couple things too.
That's fine.
No, that's not fine. That is not fine.
Well, I mean.
What'd she get you? A tie or something? Or like a strap on? Or
what?
What'd she get you?
Daniel, her job is to maintain a boundary with you.
Yeah,
and
I know, but
that's her job.
Even though I'm out of Masada. I mean, I'm out of the group home.
That's the name of the group home?
Yeah, that's the name of the group
home. How old is he?
He's 19.
19, she's 36?
Yeah.
36.
Totally. And Daniel?
Yeah.
If on one hand you were having intimate and warm feelings about her and you were confused about them, sometimes that can be normal when you're in sort of a therapeutic relationship with someone.
I don't know if I should say something because...
Shut
up.
And her job is to maintain a boundary and hold the therapeutic frame to keep it safe for you and not to respond to those feelings and to let you kind of go with those feelings wherever they need to go.
Well, it's not like I'm doing anything wrong, so how is she hurting me?
She's not yet. If she's the kind of person that responds to those and reciprocates them, she's unethical and disturbed. And she's not the kind of person that should be doing the therapy, and certainly not the person you should be involved with.
Even though she's really helped me.
Daniel, she may not be doing what I'm suggesting.
No, I'm just trying to understand.
What I'm saying is the fact that you exchange gifts is already sort of problematic. That's a boundary violation right there. And that maybe she'll be able to hold the frame beyond that, but there's no way. If she dates you, then she's not the person you should be dating.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? It's a catch-22. So just let it be her, your social worker and somebody that helps you. Do not go further with this.
She wants to take you to Vegas. Watch out.
No, don't do it. Don't do it, Daniel. It'll undo everything you've accomplished so far.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I know so. I know so.
It doesn't matter because I'm actually leaving to the Marine Corps in about a month, so.
All right, good.
So, well, like, I'll probably see her.
Get on your knees, scumbag!
It does matter because you want to take something genuine and nurturing with you in what's likely to be a very stressful experience.
Right. And take some porn, too. especially if you go to the
and
Middle
smoke
East.
Smoke less pot. Smoke less pot, Daniel.
No, I don't smoke no pot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Today. Wow. Today.
No, for, let's see, a year and a half?
Year and a half, but it's right, still, but we can
you,
still
you
hear
must have
effect.
Really smoked a lot for a while there, though.
Why do you say that?
We can hear the laugh.
Well, because, dude, I was just thinking about that was jacked up what you were saying.
How many years did you smoke pot for?
Oh, like a year?
I know, but you used dude to explain the pot smoking, which is always a sign. It's an admission of guilt, really. Is what, it is.
What was it about his laugh that tipped you off?
Just a pot laugh. Just,
yeah.
Just a pot laugh.
Adam, make him laugh again. Put him on.
Yeah, all right. It's not that easy.
I mean, look, we haven't heard any laughter yet, have you? We're an hour 40 minutes into the show, for Christ's sake.
I've been laughing. You've been making me laugh.
Daniel?
Huh?
Hey, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah, you're right.
You're going in the Marine Corps, right?
Yeah, correct.
You're a straight guy, right?
Trying my best.
Uh-huh. Oh, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, I do probably little things, you know. Everybody does. I'm only young.
Right, right.
I mean, I tell little lies.
Well, I think he misunderstood the question.
He just used the answer.
And I think he misunderstood the question.
Oh, straight.
Straight and on the straight and narrow, I think is what he thought.
Yeah, straight edged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's saying no to that.
That penis straight to the ass.
Right. Right. Not that.
He could be laughing right now. Put him back on.
Oh, you're the one that doesn't tolerate these guys on the air.
I got it.
All right. There it is. You hear it?
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Yeah.
You hear that kind of...
All right, buddy. Don't have sex with your counselor.
Let's clarify this.
Can I say one more thing?
I need to know one more thing.
No,
He's
going to the Marines.
Daniel.
Yeah.
How old were you when you first started smoking pot?
I was, let's see, 17.
When you first started?
Yeah.
All right. Got a good year under his belt. Boy, you must smoke like crazy during that year.
To develop the laugh.
Yeah.
Stupid guys who laugh like that too.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily. It's not attributed to just smoking
pot. How do we know you've been smoking pot heavily? We're never wrong.
Stupid guys smoke. Well, look, he's a runaway. You know, in a group
home. Doing heroin.
Yeah, so you show me a 19-year-old who's living in a group home that has not smoked a share of weed, Drew. Please, how dare you? Of course. Here's what goes on, Drew. Guys who smoke pot just sort of take on the characteristics of stupid people.
Yeah.
And that's how stupid guys laugh.
Yeah.
So you could be stupid and have that laugh, too.
Except we've never heard that. We've never been wrong.
Yeah, all right. Kaya?
We got to take a break.
It's Kaya.
I figured it'd be Kaya, but is it K-A-Y-A?
It's okay.
Is that how you spell it?
K-I-H-A, sorry.
Oh, all right.
Kia. Kaya.
Kiha.
All right. Hey, hold on a second, would you please?
Cool.
You hooked up with your ex-boyfriend?
Well, we're kind of hooking up again.
And then he told you he blew some guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. That's not a turn-on, right?
Totally no. Well, hold on.
As opposed to if she had said to him, I'd been with some girls?
That's right.
And then he'd be into it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's interesting.
All right, let's take ourselves a quick break. We'll get back with Kaya and her ex after this. Hey, everybody. Kevin Weissman's our guest tonight from Alias, 9 o'clock, Sunday nights. And go ahead to ABC. Kevin's going to give himself a little plug.
Yeah, check out the show Alias, of course, Sunday nights at 9. And for those who live in Los Angeles, come check out Crazy Drunk. As a play I'm starring in at the Inside the Ford, John Anson Ford Theater in Hollywood, opening November 7th. You can check out information on the web, www.buffalonights.org, BUFFALONIGHTS.org.
So if you're in L.A.
Come on out.
Yeah, and people haven't been to the John theater. Anson Ford Theater should go over there and check it out. It's right on the Cahuenga Pass.
Yeah, across from the Hollywood Bowl.
Yep. All right, let's talk to Kaya, who's 20 now. Kaya, you recently hooked up with an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you had sex with him?
Yeah.
And then he told you that he'd blown a few guys in the...
He's like, I haven't seen him since high school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we went together in high school, and I lost it to him and all that great stuff. And then, like, I left high school, and I moved to New York for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he had told me.
What were you doing in New York?
I heard that he was gay.
What were you doing in New York?
I'm just having fun. I just always said I'd move there, so...
How did you support yourself?
You left high school and went to New York for a year just to have fun?
I, like, made this big move. Like, my parents moved me, and I kind of lost it for a while. And then I turned 18 and just thought I'd get away for a year, regroup.
I'm not understanding. What do you mean you lost it for a while?
Just, like, partied way too much in high school.
So you got addicted.
Yeah, but I don't have the smokers. I don't have the pot laugh.
Okay, well,
all right. Well, then you're out of the woods. Yeah.
we don't need to talk to you.
She's got the heroin arm, but she doesn't have the pot laugh, so she's okay.
No, I just drank a lot. I mean, and I, like, smoke cigarettes, but that sucks.
And
you're Mormon. You're Mormon.
Rasp.
Are you Mormon?
That's G14. That doesn't fall into play.
Are you Mormon?
Hold on a second. Yeah, is everyone calling the show insane? People have I wonder, are you talking to them? Do you think your mic works?
I think my mic works, but...
Was she playing Battleship, or what was she talking to us?
G14.
G14.
He was on my Battleship.
People don't answer the question you ask them. They say these things in passing that are sort of bizarre, like... Well, we went out for high school. She's calling from Utah, by the way. We went out in high school, and then we broke up. It's like, why? I moved to New York. In high school? Yeah, I just need to get away. What do you mean? High school? Yeah, I always want to go to New York and party a little.
We're like, what?
I party for a while, so my parents said go to New York for a year.
Yeah.
And well, they don't expect us to go, huh? What? Right. What are you talking about?
Then her definition of party is I used alcohol and tobacco.
Yeah.
And that's why I went, ooh, tobacco. Well, that Mormon. That's a Mormon thing.
Right.
Put that in there.
All right, so anyway, Kai, let's just slow it down for a second.
Okay.
The point is you're back in Utah.
Uh-huh.
Where did you stay in New York for that year?
Just out in Manhattan.
You just had your own apartment?
No, I was a nanny.
You were a nanny.
Okay.
You worked there for a year.
What?
You worked in New York for a year.
Yeah, if you call that working.
Well,
I'm sure the people that hired you did.
Yeah, they didn't know you were drinking all their booze and stealing their cigarettes.
Tobacco, yeah.
No, I was a good nanny when I was working, but...
All right, baby. All right, and you were there at, like, 17?
Like, a week after I turned 18.
All right.
I took my GED when I was 17.
Smooth.
And are you Mormon?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then we clued into that a little bit. Are you back with the church now?
Nah.
No, so you're not... That's not your thing.
I believe it, but... You know.
You're not active. You're not active.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. You believe it. You just don't want it to cramp your style.
Do you go over to the tabernacle?
It's a technicality, Adam.
Yeah. Why don't you just not believe it as long as you're at it?
Well, because I really do believe it.
No, you don't.
No, I really do.
You wouldn't live the kind of life that you lead if you really believed it. You just wouldn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
How many brothers and
sisters?
You
don't really believe it. You just don't have the energy not to believe it.
Yeah. I have the typical Mormon family.
Yeah. You have like 16 brothers.
So I have 3 brothers, actually, and 3 sisters.
All right. All right, anyway, here's the thing. Don't forget about this guy. I mean, you had sex with him, then he blew a few guys, and then you had sex with him again. You're really living the Mormon life. I know you believe it. And so who cares?
Did you?
He's living his Mormon life the way he interprets it.
Did you use a condom?
Yeah.
Okay, you're all right. And find yourself a nice Mormon guy and settle down, all right?
No, thanks.
All right, good times. I don't believe people believe it. I know they don't. You wouldn't live it. You wouldn't do it.
It's pretty hardcore, the
Well, again, this is what we've been all very... You and I have been quite angry about tonight. People not being honest with themselves.
Yeah,
she believes it because she's not being honest with how she's actually behaving.
Yeah, I'm smoking, I'm drinking, I'm blowing, I'm Mormon. Yeah, no, I'm into it. I believe it. I'm just not really into it.
Well, there are probably other tenets of Mormon religion besides not drinking and smoking.
I don't want to speak for Mormons. You're pretty much in or you're out.
Right.
And they do a good job of the Kaya's of the world. They really do.
Yeah, they
do. If she's willing to come back in and embrace it.
Good policing. Yeah.
You guys are going on a mission when you're Mormon, right around the world, and trying to convert people?
Yeah, I don't know if they send the chicks on the missions. You never hear about the chicks going on the missions.
A buried treasure, Nick?
Hello?
Nick.
Oh, yes, sir?
21, what's up?
Oh, well, I had two questions.
Well, I have a question first. Where was that buried treasure you were talking about?
What buried treasure? Oh, well, I was asking the lady that screamed in the beginning that I have a problem when I give oral pleasure to my girlfriend. And I have the problem is that I want to tell her to shave her private, and I want to know what's a nice way to ask her to tell her.
Just tell her.
I won't hurt her feelings. Because she's one of those sentimental girls, and I don't really want
to. She's grown attached to her pubes. She can't stand the thought of seeing them go.
All right, leave a Mach 3 accidentally under a pillow.
And you can imagine how sort of romantic she would be being with a guy like Nick.
Oh, by the way, Drew, you pursuing the buried treasure line?
I know, of course.
Did you ever think that that was going to be addressed? Well,
I thought it would, but then I should have realized it was tonight and it was a Loveline caller.
That's right. Right. I'm rolling my eyes at you, Drew, that you even thought that you could ask about something that someone was talking about.
All right, give him a piece of advice.
I would say that you can simply tell her that it's going to help you do your job a little better if she's a little more streamlined down there. Just like the swim coach tells you to shave your legs, a little less resistance in the water. Same thing. You're just a coach. And I would also say that you could make a little game out of it, too.
Do it with her. Participate.
Yeah, you guys take a shower together, and then when you get out, you go like, hey, why don't you do a little, you know, the stuff you do when you're 20 or 21, and you're just dating a chick, and it's new and all that stuff you have zero energy for now.
Maybe he should shave something of his. Maybe a fair trade, perhaps.
But you remember that all that energy you'd have? Like, hey, let's get in the shower. Then, hey, let's give her a little haircut. Ooh, that's nasty.
Straight to bed now? What are you doing?
Just go
to
sleep. It's like, scissors are in the cabinet. You can use the Mach 3, but change the blade. I'm going to go downstairs. Hey, you want those pearl onions in your peas, or do you want this? I like the pearl onions. I'm going to start thawing the peas. You don't like the pearl? Why'd you buy the pearl onions if you don't? Oh, don't give me that crap. You didn't buy them for me. I'm just going to start heating them. Put a little splash of olive oil in there. I'll be downstairs.
This is all while she's shaving.
I'm going to beat off to the internet later, so don't tie up the computer. Shave yourself down, sweetie. And mop up, too. I don't want the maid thinking those are my pubes.
You don't want the drain to get clogged?
Yeah. Keep it out of the drain. All right, we'll be back.
To the... Hey, run the air.
Shoulder?
No. When they have a knee or ankle or something.
Hey. All right. That's it. True?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I'm just tired tonight. I don't know, maybe I'm hungover.
Oh, really? No, you're different when you're hungover.
Isn't it?
Is it a full moon or something?
No.
I don't think so. It's probably just warm in here.
Must be Kevin.
Kevin Weissman, everybody. Anyway,
hey.
Sunday night's ABC, and also John Anson Ford coming up. Give that web
address. Yes, BuffaloNights.org. One word, BuffaloNights. Show opens November 7th. Crazy Drunk. Come check it out. And also go see the band Trainwreck and Tenacious D at the Derby next Friday night, the 18th. Check it out.
Both good venues. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, buddy.
And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Are you a Mormon?
That's G14. That doesn't fall into play.
Are you Mormon?
Hold on a second. Yeah, is everyone calling the show insane?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.